This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Hour 3, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. CY coming up in 20 minutes. We'll talk to him about all these storylines around his baseball team as moves have been made. And Jared Sandler joining us now here to talk some more about that. We'll get more Stars hockey coming up here in a few minutes. Jared Sandler, a pre- and post-game show host, insider, and play-by-play man here on The Fan, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Jared, good afternoon. How the heck are you?
Dawson, I'm great. I want to start. I know we're going to talk a lot of baseball, but we are sharing a hotel with the Knicks, and something you would appreciate. I was in an elevator with Maurice Cheeks earlier.
Let's go.
That was kind of neat. I thought about that Portland playoff series back in the day, and obviously his playing career is incredibly impressive too. That was kind of a cool moment. I don't want to say I was starstruck, but I kind of did a double take. Like, oh my gosh, it's Maurice Cheeks. He didn't know, I can tell you, he had no idea what floor he was going to. And so I was able to assist him with the elevator. It was a new concept for him, I think.
Man, one of the nicest guys I've ever covered in all of sports, Jared. Thank you for that. So Rangers have a new hitting coach. News last hour, Brett Boone. He comes right off the Sean and RJ show and steps right into that role with the Rangers. Pretty cool.
Yeah, how about that? USC zone, I gotta add that.
Right on.
But yeah, that's right. Obviously, when Chris Young met with us earlier, well, first of all, the fact that there wasn't an announcement yesterday that someone was being elevated to that role, it seemed pretty clear that there was going to be an external addition. And at this time, like in the middle of the season, a lot of guys who maybe fit the typical mold are in a role of some kind, whether they're a hitting coach or an assistant hitting coach, or they've got a position. And so, you know, you kind of figure, all right, well, it's going to be someone off the wall. Someone actually suggested Mark McGwire. It might've been Evan Grant in an article. But you know, Brett Boone, I'm not going to sit here and say it makes sense because you could have given me 50 guesses. I don't know that I would have guessed Brett Boone, but hearing Chris Young talk about Brett Boone, it makes sense. You know, they want to go back to, you know, kind of just guys being guys. And, you know, a guy steps in the box who is super talented and just knowing in his head, I am a badass and I'm going to beat you, you know, whoever's on the mound. And it's not that there's not going to be, you know, any sort of information or science behind it at all. But I think maybe there's just a thought that it was time for a change. You know, voices, sometimes they're loud at the beginning and guys tune them out towards the end. And, you know, maybe the voice, the message from Donnie Ecker just wasn't getting across, you know, and it's always tough to know, right? You know, Donnie helped lead this team to a World Series, right? And that shouldn't be forgotten. But I think that at the end of the day, something clearly needed to change because this is not a lineup full of guys who are not supposed to be a top tier lineup. This is a line. I mean, Josh Young was hitting eighth yesterday, guys. That's an all-star starting third baseman a few years ago, right? That's a lineup that's deep, that's talented, not a lineup that's at the bottom or near the bottom of Major League Baseball and several offensive categories. And I think that with Brett Boone, I hate to say old school because I think there's a stigma behind that, but I think what it's going to be is a more simplified, hey, we're going to battle in the box, right? You are going to win your battle every time you step in the box. And you're going to do the things that allow you to be a son of a gun. And, you know, we're going to give you information, but we're not going to overcomplicate things. And you know, I think hopefully that will allow these guys to tap into their abilities a little bit better.
Yeah, Jared, you kind of walked into that question. I was going to ask you the question, like, when you start talking about guys being guys, is there a point in time you're saying, listen, too many hitting charts, too many of this, too many of that, too many of this? You know, is it time to, like, you know, all the analytics and stuff? I'm not saying completely throw it out the window, but is it really time just to trying to go back to, like, the basics of trying to hit the baseball?
I think for some guys, right, you know, listen, Corey Seager, you keep doing what you're doing, right? Yeah. No one needs to worry about him. And frankly, Jonah Heim, hey, whatever you've been doing has been working really well. You know, he's had a good year. But, you know, I look at Adolis Garcia. You know, he's not at an age where things should really start to, point down steeply the way that they have. And, you know, Jock Peterson, he's hitting under 100. Well, you know, I don't know. I'm not in these meetings. I don't know what the conversations have been. It wouldn't be fair for me to say that they're not giving Jock the tools to turn things around. But at some point, something's got to change. And I think for some guys, Broadus, I think, you know, when things are going well, you know, all that stuff reads like, you know, Bob books, right? But when things aren't going well, sometimes that stuff is like in another language. And, you know, you get too much in your head. And I'd say this. It's a weird thing to say, and I'm going to acknowledge right off the bat that this is just a random observation, and I'm not sitting here and telling you that with any level of certainty that this is accurate. But the Rangers have struggled. Obviously, we've talked about the chase rate, right? They're swinging a ton. And, you know, you don't need to be the most passive team, but I don't think any team that swings the most is a team that probably is going to be one of the best in baseball. You know, you can attack that. They seemed at times tentative. And, you know, it seemed, and I've talked to some guys about this, and they've sort of shared a similar sentiment, but it has seemed at times as if there's a lot of thinking going on in the box. And when you got a guy throwing 99 with a 92 mile an hour slider, it's tough to think that much. You gotta have a plan. You gotta step in the box, be confident with your plan, and being able to get your best swing off. But you know, to your original question, yeah, I think to some degree that will help guys. I think to, you know, another degree, you know, some guys do well with that sort of stuff, but I think making sure that, you know, guys are just put in that kind of individualized position to succeed is what's going to ultimately be best.
Jared Sandler with us here on The Fan. We got obviously the Laiotti news, but who do you think could be sort of – who's next in line in terms of, like, hot seat in the lineup?
I just want to tell you guys, PJ Tucker is going with a sleeveless denim vest right now. And it's like 45 degrees with drizzle. So if you're looking for a guy that is ready to ball tonight, I don't know if he's going to get any minutes. Yeah, he looks locked in with his outfit. Yeah. Sorry, I was just kind of surprised at PJ Tucker's outfit. You're asking about who can step in now, you know, with the Laiotti news, Eric?
Yeah. I mean, we got the Evan Carter stuff. Looks like he's going to be getting the call up. But is there anybody, like you mentioned Adolis Garcia, like how many of these guys are looking at the Laiotti thing thinking like, man, I could be next?
Well, I mean, I hate to say this. I mean, they should be, right? Not in like, you know, you better look over your shoulder. Because I guess to some degree, you don't want them to – there's got to be a balance, right? You got to have a little bit of discomfort in knowing that you need to produce to have success. But you don't want guys thinking that, you know, with every at-bat they can get cut or, you know, placed on waivers, what have you. But, Adolis is coming off a down year. And – you know, he had that great moment against Kirby Yates, but the reality is, to me, a stat that helps suggest success over a larger sample is a stat that they have available on Baseball Prospectus. It essentially measures swing decisions. It's called Seager. It's actually named, they basically created the acronym after Corey Seager because, you know, he is usually at the top or near the top in this statistic. And it measures a player's, it's not just do you swing at strikes and lay off balls. It's like, when you lay off a strike.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Down the middle, you're going to get penalized as opposed to a strike that, you know, finds the corner. And if you swing at a ball that's right off the plate, in an 0-2 count, you're not going to get penalized as much as if you go chasing a pitch that's in a different zip code, right? It really kind of breaks it down. And Adolis Garcia's Seager score is lower this year than it was last year. And so, you know, he's got to start making more disciplined swing decisions. He's got to have a better control of the strike zone. So, you know, at the end of the day, we talked about this yesterday on the pregame, and Adolis has been in one of these spots here for a lot of the year, not recently, but the number four, number five spots in this lineup combined to have the lowest slash line in all of baseball. And so, you know, they right now, why are the Rangers not scoring runs? Well, unfortunately, you know, Marcus Semien's had a slow start. Adolis Garcia's had a slow start. Jock Peterson's had a slow start. And you're not doing some of the little things, walking and getting free bases and stuff of that nature to supplement the games in which you do pound out 8-9 hits. And they're also not hitting for power. And why is that? You know, this is a lineup that maybe they're not going to hit 300 home runs like the Twins and Yankees in 2019, but this is a lineup that should be top 10 in slug ability. And, you know, they've had two extra base hits their last three games. You know, it's just stuff has got to change. And, you know, I'll give Chris Young credit. You know, we like when our GM is aggressive, other than when they trade an all-world player for mm-hmm. Anthony Davis. But, you know, for the most part, that aside, we like when a GM's aggressive, right? Jim Nill, aggressive, made moves. Look where they are, right? And look where that franchise has been. Nico Harrison, up until this year, I mean, you know, his brief tenure, he was aggressive and helped make some winning decisions, or maybe lucked into it. I don't know. But Chris Young is aggressive, and he is not going to be patient and sit around and just rest on, you know, get the back of a guy's baseball card. So I think guys take note of that. And when you get a guy like Leody, who's one of the longest tenured members of this organization, who's frankly not off to like this awful start, but it just hasn't been good enough. And, you know, Chris Young in the front office put their foot down. And, you know, I think it sends a message to the players and to the entire organization what their intentions are and, you know, what their tolerance is going to be for this type of play.
Thanks for the update, Jared. Enjoy your night off, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow in Boston.
Sounds good, fellas.
There he goes. He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter. A must follow for Rangers fans everywhere. From Rangers, we go to Stars. Wyatt Johnson, Game 7 goal, the stuff of legends. I mean, I don't know who's going to have the bigger legendary tale from this one. Another Game 7 goal or Mikko's hat trick to eliminate the former team.
The angle on that shot.
Wow.
I mean, sniper. And the pass, too. Shout out to Duchesne.
It's one of my favorite passes in all of sport. But second time in his career, he's had the Game 7 winner. Pete DeBoer, quote, so clutch. I don't know if you guys saw the replay, but the pass jammed him. And the skill to make that shot at that time of the game, at that age, he's special. He's a special player. He wants to be in those situations, and he rises to the occasion. You cannot teach that stuff. So there was an added layer of difficulty as normal shot technique was not available to him. He had to improvise and figure out a way to get that stick on the puck and rifle it at a very acute angle.
Yeah.
Wyatt Johnson, legend. What do you think of DeBoer going 9-0 against all odds here in seven games? He's not only perfect, but he has the most game seven wins in the history of the NHL now at the same time. That's Joe Montana stuff. That's Michael Jordan stuff when it comes to executing.
He'd trade all of those for a Stanley Cup right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He would. Yeah. He would say, listen, hey, I appreciate the – that means I've been in a lot of those situations and come up big, but he would trade every one of those right now for a Stanley Cup to put his name on that thing.
I don't think I would trade DeBoer for a Stanley Cup winning coach, you know, because I think the ability to get it done in Game 7 consistently like that, I don't know. Maybe it's still small sample size, Brian. I don't know. At nine, is there something to it? Is he the magic man?
That's magic man stuff right there. Yeah. He said it with
having the right words.
Yeah, he said it with three different clubs.
Yeah.
You know, that's always something kind of cool to have in your back pocket. That's if you don't know much about hockey and you've heard that stat, that's the water cooler talk right there. People that don't know anything about the Stars, they're going to give you the, that coach, he's 8-0 in those game sevens.
That's right.
Got that. We got something to hang our hat on there, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's me.
And you sound like you know hockey.
Yeah. How about a shout out for those special teams as well, Brian?
Yeah, there you go.
All
three phases.
Scored two power play goals.
Hey, how many times in this series, and Dawson, I know you were kind of tongue in cheek in that thing.
Yeah.
But how many times in this series did they have three double minor penalties that they had to kill off?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. You deal with those double minors and it's brutal. And the fact that they were able to control and maintain the structure, you know, I know in soccer you always talk about the structure of your defense, the back end and stuff, but
it's amazing when they're end penalty kill. Mm-hmm. They only get in trouble when they're going through the middle third and they have a turnover.
Yeah.
Then it's a disaster.
You don't want the shorthanded goals, which happened twice to this team.
Oh, my goodness.
But that's crazy to give up shorthanded goals the way they do. But
shorthanded goal against a guy who scored twice during the regular season.
Yeah. If you're sitting there and you're killing off 4-minute penalties in major playoff game action.
Yeah,
boy, that's a pretty nice thing to have in your back pocket as well.
Coming up at 5:00, we'll talk about expectations for Miro Heiskanen. Is he coming back? This is starting to get weird. But DeBoer talked about him as well. We'll give you the latest on that. I have heard rumors that a slightly intoxicated Bully Melrose, our very own edition of Barry Melrose, Wolchuk on vacation.
Oh.
Might have been ranting about the Stars' victory, and we might have actually audio evidence of that that could be making its appearance a little bit later on in the show. But our guy CY is coming up next year. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105 through the Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.